So let's review. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achud Rabbanoi Chazor Kamazaynaisim Shaladim Kitzuvim Leimer Shoshana Vad Yom Kippur. All of a person's livelihood for the coming year is determined on the days of Yom Nerom from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Chutz Meretzor Shabbos Veretzor Yomtiv Veretzor Zban of Latam Taira, with the exception of that which a person will expend for his needs for Shabbos and Yomtiv, and that which will he expend for the tuition for the Torah study of his children. These expenses have a special accounting from heaven. Shem pachas pachson loy vim hoisiv meisiv loy, such that if a person spends beyond the norm for these items, Hashem will send the person extra funds beyond one's allotted livelihood for the year. Whereas if one tries to skimp on these precious items, Hashem will then detract money from a person's previously allotted yearly salary, proportionate to how much one skimps on these items. Amr bevo, my kara, what is the source for the fact that one's livelihood is predetermined in Rosh Hashanah? Bevo quotes the pasuk, Tiku b'chodesh sheifa b'keslem chagenu. Ezu chag shachodesh meskasabai. Which is the yamtiv that falls out of Rosh Chodesh when the moon is invisible? This would be Rosh Hashanah. And the following pasuk states, Ki chak li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. The word chak refers to one's livelihood, as the pasuk states in Parashat Vayechi, V'achlu eschukam asher naslam parai, where the word chak is referring to parnasa and sustenance. Or as Marzutra says, from Hatrifeini lechem chukei, where Shlomo HaMelech asks Hashem to send him his daily sustenance by using the word chak. The Gemara then begins to discuss two different approaches as to how a person should prepare his food for Shabbos, one by the Beis Shammai and one from the Beis Hillel. Tanya, Amar lo Baal Shammai hazaken, kol yomav hoya oichel lekavet Shabbos. Shammai would throughout the week be looking for choice portions for Shabbos. Matzah behemen na, aymer zu l'Shabbos. If he found a quality piece of meat, he would set it aside for Shabbos. Matzah cheres no haymena, maneich hazashneya v'eichel es reshayna. If he later found an even nicer portion, he would eat the first one and save the nicer one for Shabbos. By doing so, he was in essence always eating for Shabbos, as by eating the first piece of meat, he was freeing up the second piece for Shabbos. Avahil hazaken midacheres haisalei. Shekol maisav l'shem shemayim. Hill hazaken had a different approach, as he would say, Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Hill had complete faith in Hashem that he sends a person exactly what he needs for each day. The Gemara continues. Amar b'chama reb chanina. Anoisin matan al chaveroi, ein tzarch lo hedioi, shenema umoisha lo yod, the kikaran oripanov. B'chama bar Chanina teaches that if one gives a gift to a friend, the giver is not obligated to inform the recipient of the gift. Tosh Gemara asks, we have learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk states, lo da'as ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Amna kadosh baruch hu l'moisha. Moisha, matan atoi b'yesh le b'beis g'nazai. B'sha b'shema, v'ani mevakish litna li Yisrael, lech vo hedioi sam. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he has a special gift called Shabbos, which he wishes to give to Klal Yisrael, and then instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to inform Bnei Yisrael about the special gift. We see from here that one is supposed to inform a recipient of a gift. The Gemara answers, Loi Kasha, Haba Matana Davidi Le'Agluye, Haba Matana Le'Avidi Le'Agluye. A gift that will become known anyway, one that is not obligated to inform the recipient. However, if the recipient will not find out about this gift on their own, one is obligated to inform them. And while Shabbos will become known to Klal Yisrael, however, Matan Schara Le'Avidei Le'Gluyei, the great reward of Shabbos and the incredible Kedusha of Shabbos will not necessarily become known. For this reason, Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to give over this knowledge to Klal Yisrael so that they should be aware of this special gift given to them by Hashem. The Gemara continues. Amar B'yechinu M'shem B'Shimon Ben Yechai, Kol mitzvah shenoslem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, noslem b'fahesya, chutz mishabbos shenoslem b'tzina. B'yichda teaches in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that all mitzvahs that Hashem gave to Bnei Yisrael, he did so in public, with the exception of Shabbos, which was given to Bnei Yisrael in private. As it says, Beini uvei Bnei Yisrael oisi le'olam. And as Marsha explained, the word le'olam is spelled in the Torah chaser, without a vav, as if to say le'olam, which infers that it was hidden. Another teaching about Shabbos in the name of Rabbi Shimon Malakish, Neshami Yisera Nois Nakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'odim Erev Shabbos, Ol Matzah Shabbos Noitin Lois Hemenu. Hashem gives each Jew a Neshami Yisera on Shabbos, which as Rashi explains is Rochav Leiv Lemenucha Ol Lesimcha V'lias Pesuch Lirvacha V'yoichel V'yishta V'ein Nafshe Katzalav. A broadening and a gladdening of the heart to be able to receive and enjoy all the joy and holiness of Shabbos. However, once Shabbos ends, the Neshami Yisera departs. Rish Lakish cites the pasuk Shabbos V'yinofash, from which he learns, Kivin Sheshavas Vai of the Nafesh. Once Shabbos ends, one mourns the loss of the Neshama Yisera. The Gemara now returns to discuss our Mishnah. I saw them tavshel me'erev yamtiv. Abai is medayik. Leishonu elu tavshel avol pasloi. For the erev tav shilin, one must use a cooked item, but not bread. The Gemara cites two possible reasons. Either midi de malaf es beinan, the erev requires a food item that one eats specifically as an accompaniment to bread, which is not readily eaten during the weekdays, or because midi de leishchiach beinan, the cooked item should not be a common food, as then the erev will not be enough of a hecker to remind the person to cook specially for Shabbos. Tani Reb Chiya, adashim shebeshuli kedera, slemech aleim mishum eru b'tavshil, v'hanem ila de'ispu kezayis. Chiya teaches that even lentils that were left over in a pot may be used for the erev tavshilim, provided that they comprise a share of at least a kezayis. B'yitzchak B'reid Reb Yehuda adds that, shamnunis shalgabe asakin geirei v'slemech alav mishum eru b'tavshilim. One may even scrape off cooked fat from a knife and rely on that to use for his erev tavshilin, again, if there is at least a kezayis of the item. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav, dogim ketanim meluchim, ein behem mishum bishuli nachrim. Small salty fish do not have a status of bishuli nachrim if they were cooked by a non-Jew and may be eaten by a Jew. Since they can be eaten raw due to their saltiness, the cooking of the non-Jew does not cause the fish to be forbidden. And if a non-Jew roasted the small salty fish, it may even be used for the Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara teaches further. Amar Baba, a Ruvi Tavshilin Tzrichin Kezayis. Baba reiterates that the cooked item in the Erev Tavshilin must have a minimum share of Kezayis. The Gemara adds that this Kezayis is sufficient Bein Le'echad, Bein Le'meir to permit even a large number of people to cook on Yom Tiv for Shabbos. I think there are attempts to refute the idea that the minimum share is a kezayis. The Gemara teaches further that even though Rav Huna Amar Rav says that a rubi tavshilin tzrichin das, that a rubi tavshilin requires the das of the one who makes it, it does not, however, require the das of the person for whom the eiv is being made. As the Gemara relates, tavu d'shmul ma'arv akul narda, and that Rav Ami Rav Asi ma'arv akul utavaria. Tavu d'shmul made an eiv for all of narda, even though most likely they did not inform each individual person in the city that they were covering them in their Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara then clarifies this further and states that one may cover another person with their Erev Tavshilin within the entire city limits at Chum Shabbos until the 2,000 Amos limit beyond where the city limits end. The Gemara now discusses the laws of making an Erev Chatzeris and Erev Tachumen on Yom Tiv, which falls out on Erev Shabbos. Tarabon, Yom Tiv Shechali is be'Erev Shabbos, Ema Arvin lo Erev Tachumen, if Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, it is forbidden to prepare both an Erev Techumen, to permit a person to go beyond the 2,000 Amah limit, and an Erev Chatzeres, which would permit one to carry within a private courtyard on Shabbos. Rebbe Yomer, Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeres, Avaloi Erev Techumen. Rebbe agrees that one may not perform an Erev Techumen on Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, but disagrees regarding Erev Chatzeres, claiming, since carrying on Yom Tov itself is permitted, one should be allowed to prepare an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov to permit carrying on Shabbos. However, Belazar reported that the opinions in this machlekes are in fact reversed. Rebbe Yaiser v'Chacham Matir. Rebbe is the one who forbids the preparation of both Erev Chatzeres and Erev Techumen on Yom Tov, which falls on Erev Shabbos, whereas the Chachamim permit Erev Chatzeres. Rav Huna sums up the discussion. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'Rebbe v'Lesser. The halacha is like Rebbe as Rebbe Belazar clarified, and both Erev Chatzeres and Erev Techumen are forbidden to be prepared on Yom Tov, which falls on Erev Shabbos, as they both are considered tikkun, which are forbidden on Yom Tov.